Teda Ard, Parshas Mishpatim, page 150, top of the first column. The Rebbe is saying, again, what's the level of Meshe Rabbeinu? Not only is he Mamshech Das to the Neshamas Yisrael, he also gives Das to the Malachim, that are also the behemoths of the Merkava, that they should also be able to have a blessing in Hashem. And he says that we say Kulam Ke'echad Einim Be'em Ve'em Be'yira, that the Jews, the Malachim wait for the Jews to say Kaddish, and only after the Jews say Kaddish can the Malachim say Kaddish. But the Jews have to wait for the Malachim too, now that they say it together. So he says that the three Elamis, Bria Yitzir Nasiya, is the level of Machshava Dibur Amaisa. So Neshamas come from a higher level of the Malachim. But he says the Neshamas of Zerah Behemoth still come from Machshava. The Malachim come from the level of Dibur. So each one needs each other to be able to praise Hashem. This is where we're up to now. Okay, we'll stop Mamish the top line. Ki Amshach HaTzarach Liyas B'Seder. Because bringing down godliness has to be done in an orderly fashion. Shiyum shechadas b'machshava, the das comes into machshava. Umei ha-machshava nimshach le-dibur, from thought comes to dibur. Therefore, first it comes through the Jews, that are the level of machshava. Then it comes to the malachim that are called the shard and the ari and so on. V'yev sheshiyum shech b'dibur b'tayim shenimshach b'machshava. You can't have speech before machshava. K'mei sheyev shel le-dabur. Just like it's impossible to speak. You need to think the combination of the letters. The Malachim have to wait for the Jews to say Kodi. Why do the Jews have to wait for the Malachim? He says, Omnam Gam Yisrael, Yav Shalem Lehem Kodesh, the Yidden cannot say Kodesh, Ache Yema Malachim Kodesh. Until the Malachim say Kaddish. Why? The Neshamas are higher. Even though as far as the source of Neshamas, Neshamas come from Achshava, which is higher than the Malachim. That's only in the source. But once the Neshama comes into the body, and the Malach doesn't have a physical body, so Malach has a better understanding of godliness than the Yidden do. So yes, the Malachim have to wait for the Neshamas because Neshamas originate in Bri and they come in Yetzira. But bottom line is, Yidden have to wait for the Malachim too, because a Jew in a body is much more, if the Neshamas is affected. On the other hand, though, an angel doesn't have he has a spiritual body. He doesn't have a physical body, and therefore... Right, the same thing. Ach mitzad, eslap shusim begufeis, harem bechinas elam asiyah, shalamatami, mamatami amalochim, which are the level of Yetzirah. Which means like this. In source, neshamas are bria, malochim are Yetzirah. But down here, neshamas are in asiyah, in a body, and the malochim are in the world of Yetzirah. So down here, they're higher, but up there, we're higher. Therefore, down here, the neshamas have to have this level of das through the malachim. Let the concept of speech come to action. This is what we say, they receive one from another. Therefore, because this one needs A, needs B, and B needs A, so what do? You do it together. So therefore, in to say Kaddish, which is this hamshacha of das, to bring down, you need neshamas to wait for the malachim to wait for the neshamas. And therefore they do it in that, that's why we say, kesi yitnu lucha malachim, hameini ma'ilo va'amcha yisrael davke yachad davke. What do we say in kesi? Kesi yitnu lucha malachim hameini ma'ilo, the malachim from above, and the Jews from down here, Yachad Kulam Kedusha. They say it together. That's what we say in Keser. Right? By the way, the Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say Keser. By Musaf, a regular Musaf. Pirish Keser Yidnu Lucha. So what does it mean now? Keser Yidnu Lucha. Sha'idei Shinim Shechadas Benafshim. by bringing down the level of das into the neshamas, into the malachim. No, what do they say? There's something else. Naritza, some whatever. They say something. I deizeh. Nim shiragam king gilia kesel lezah. Comes on the level of kesel to zah. Ki adas is what is das. Chitzenius hakesel. Because again, in the pictures of the Sfidus, you have like this. Chachma bein adas, chesed gvor teferes, netzachay yisei the malchus. So, Keser is on top. So Keser is in the middle. Okay, so you have Keser in the middle, Das in the middle, Teferis in the middle, Yesod in the middle, and Malchus in the middle. Okay? So therefore, all the right sides are connected, all the left sides are connected. And the middle, B'riach HaTichon, are all connected. So ultimate level of Das is Keser, which is a Das higher than world. What's the external level of das? Of das? That's the level of das. Das is the chitzenius of keser. Keser is the premiest level of the middle, and das feeling is the external level of.
Is it like a column?
In the picture, it's a column.
No.
Yeah. Lochein. Therefore, it says in Kabbalah, shakes and nimna. When you count keser, das is not counted. In other words, there's 10 Sfiras. So if you count Keser as one of the 10, then you can't count Das. But what does one thing Keser have to do with Das? So the answer is because they're both connected. So if you count the Pnimius, you don't count Das, which is the Chitzenius. Therefore, when you need to bring down Das, it has to start from the world of Keser. Yeah. Like it says in the Kabbar Shomer. Who brings down this level of Das into Neshamis, into Malochim, that they should be able to say Kaddish to bring down that level of Keser. Down here, Keser, Yitnu Lecha. He says, that's Meshe Rabbeinu. Shomam Shechomash Be'Bechinas Das. He is the one that brings down the level of Das, Medesh, Koldarian, Asaif, Koldarian. From the highest levels to the lower levels, Shia'ev, Evanimshach. That it should pass by, B'chol, Abachinas, of Machshava, Dibur, Amaisin, so on and so forth. Okay, so therefore, Meshe Rabbeinu is. So now he's going to explain how does this get to the Pasuk, Eila Mishpatim, Ashatosim, Lefem, Kisikna, Evid Ivri. Because at the beginning of the Maimed, Al Rebbe asked, Ela mishpatim asher tosim lefnehem is plural. And then it says, ki sikna eved ivri, singular. It's either both plural or both singular. It should say ki sikna. So the Alter Rebbe explained that ki sikna goes to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela mishpatim asher tosim lefnehem, that's the level of neshamas, yidin. Ki sikna eved ivri, that's the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean? So he says, what is mishpat? Lashon halicha, like it says, mishpat. The word mishpat, which means law, means the word halicha. Can betargem al pasuk kamishpat orishin kehilchasikat maisa. When Yosef interpreted the butler and the baker's dream, and he said to the butler that Hashem is going, the king Pari is going to put you back kamishpat orishin. See, Targum Unkel says, ki hilcha sikad maisa, like the first way it was before. So you see, mishpat is the concept of halicha, Targum says. What is halacha, same losh, and halichas eilam lay? The level of being a mahala, going from level to level. Alias eilam is elevating worlds. Ilu yachid ili, to elevate worlds to a stage of godliness. Haino, how do you elevate world? In order for world to become close to Hashem, there's only one thing that could do it in a true way. Through world, umala adit deya as Hashem, like you quoted before the Pesukim, has to be the level of das, leman das kolami adit. It has to be the level of das, because das means binding. If you want to bind world, which by definition means concealment, helam, You want to bind world to Alukos, there's only one way of doing it, and that's through the level of Das. But Das is, again, Chochmah is a part of understanding. What binds you to it, though? What connects you to it? It's, you know, you can understand, you can make a great speech all about godliness, and you don't have no connection whatsoever. You don't have any connection whatsoever, because you and your seichel, like we learned the other day, they have nothing to do with each other. I told you, Chochmah is the initial understanding of something. Das is binding yourself to it. Therefore, it says, Klipas Eila Mechinas Meach Hadas. In Klipa, there's no level of Das. Because Das means binding, Telukus. Klipa has no binding. K'nei Dominion Os Tavenish, Nei Noshim Zainis. Like it's known, Chassidus explains, when, you know, we rarely say that Haftarah, because it's always one of the Parshish, Kolim, or whatever it is. The Haftarah speaks about, that we rarely, rarely say, is the story with the two Zainas came to Shlomo HaMelech with the baby, and one baby died, and he told, cut the baby in half, that whole story. Because Klipa, by definition, is no Bittul. If it's Bittul, it's Kedusha. So Klipa, by definition, means no Bittul. The fish em yash vidove im bechem bchinas a bitl momato lemayla. V'das v'hilav zat. So how do you get now this das? How do you bring das to people? He said, that's a nim shechaydei limud halachas. By learning halacha. Because again, what's mishpatim? Dinim. Mishpatim is kehilchasa. Halicha is going from level to level. Shaydei shema'ayim behem. By delving deeply into the learning, lahasekate of aboyin to understand it, vareis a gilui das ateira b'machshavas adam. This is the revelation of das into the brain of a person. Aideis a zeicha lehiloch b'madreges hasoges gedelus einzav shmunim yom shebebei bechinas das. It should be the level of das. Okay. And then skip the parentheses. Asher Tosim, who is the one that puts this level of Das, Mishpatim, into Lifneim, again, Lipnimiyusam. When the Pasuk says, Eile Mishpatim, Asher Tosim, it should say, Asher Tosim, Lebnei Yisrael. Dabar Lebnei Yisrael should say, Eile Mishpatim, Asher Tosim, Lebnei Yisrael. It says, Asher Tosim, Lifneim. Lifneim means their Pnimius. So in other words, like this, the Pasuk is saying, Eila Mishpatim, Mishpatim is a level of Teira, Halicha, the level of Das, Asher Tosim Lifneim, that you, Meshe Rabbeinu, bring into the Pnimius, Hainu Meshe B'yashbiya B'chinas Das, Lifneim L'Pnimiusam, Ki Adas O'am Shoch B'Pnimius Davka. Because again, what is Das? You bind to it. That's Pnimius. If it's external, you're not binding to it. It's bluff. It's external. V'nim shechaydeiz agili pnimis hamidus. And that reveals the pnimis of the midus, which is das shuakim shalamidus. Because Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, at the end of Perek Gimel, he says, what is das? After he explains chochmah and bina, chochmah is the initial flash, you know, the spark, and then bina broadens it. And then at the end of Perek Gimel, davar das, that what? You bind yourself, and then the Alter Rebbe says that without das, the midas ain't lohem kiyim amiti. Kiyim demyein eshob. They don't have a real existence. Because if you don't bind yourself to it, then it doesn't exist. It'll come and go, but what's keeping it? No, I'm saying Das is binding yourself to the subject matter. And therefore, Chochmah Bini said creates the father and mother, it creates children. But what keeps the children alive properly? That's the level of Das. And therefore, it says, V'nim shachaydei yizet gili primis hamidu, which was the existence of the Midas. And therefore, it says in the Zayad, Meisha Meisha Le Psik Taima, but Avram Avram Psik Taima. Okay, By the Akedah, we say, Hashem said to Avram, V'hem Avram, Avram, V'yom Einaini. But over there, there's no, there's the trop, which is not written. But Avraham, Avram, there's a line between the two officially. By Meisha, Meisha, it's a Leipzig time of Begavai. There's no separation between the two Meishas. So why between Avram and Avram is there a separation, and between Meisha and Meisha there isn't? So he says, Ki Avram is a level of Ava v'chesed, v'yesh psik v'hefzik bein Ava l'asiyah l'ava d'yasira. Because the Ava of Yetzirah is not the same as the Ava of Asiyah. Ava Meisha, which is Pnimius, Leiposik time, Kibachin is Hapnimius, in Chilakokach. There's no difference in Pnimius. Why is the lowest Jew, and Meisha Rabbeinu, the same exact Jew? Not counted more than one and not counted less than one. Because the Pnimius of everything is the same. The essence of everything is the same.
And how is it separated by Avraham?
One second, because Avraham is a level of Midas, Ava. There's a higher level of Ava and there's a lower level of Ava. There's Ava Vatzilis and Bria, and here he says Yetzirah and Asiya. You can't compare the Ava of Asiya to the Ava of Yetzirah. It's a much greater level of Ava. It's over there, the separation, because in right and left, which is not the essence, right? Avraham is right, Yitzchok is left. In the Midas, if it's not the Pnimius, there's a difference between one level and the next. When you're talking about Pnimius, the Pnimius is the same. The Pintali Yid is the same by every single Jew.
That's
the Yechidah, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Apchinius, Ein Chilek Beinei Kokach, there's no really difference. I think that's the end. 1 second. S goes to the 1 second. Okay, second column, fifth line from the top. Therefore, who can bring down das to zed a behema and the malachim that are called behemas is idei meishu liyosim b'chinas das elyon, the level of sefer kol amin, which is listen to this. Shalemaila gam b'chinas neshamis anikir zed adam. Zed adam comes from das of atzilus. Meishu benu is das of sefer kol amin higher than atzilus. In other words, why can't a regular Zeta Adam Neshama bring Das to Zeta Behema? If you think about it, Zeta Adam has Das. So why can't they bring Das to Behema? No, only Meisha Rabbeinu. Why? Because once you're defined as Adam, then you're not Behema. And if you're Behema, you're not Adam. Meisha Rabbeinu was above that definition of Zera Adam and Zera Behema, so therefore he can bring the level of Das even into Zera Behema.